Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack, craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Bird Show.
All right. I was very optimistic about this because I love the idea behind it. I love the idea of destiny.
Yes. That, like, I mean, people are put in certain places for certain reasons.
Look, y'all, if you look at the relationships in this room right now, okay, Wendy is single. There's a reason for that. I believe that destiny just hasn't taken over yet. But right. I've been married now 13 years. I'm from San Diego. My wife is from a little town in Pennsylvania called Bradford. It's a little itty-bitty town, man.
Little speck on the map.
Speck on the map. We were never supposed to meet, but for whatever reason, she ended up in that bar on St. Patrick's Day the same night I was. We happened to be doing shots
drunk
at the same
destiny.
Time, and drunk destiny took
Woo.
Over. Let's take a look at you and Grant.
That's right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, well, we met, a year and a half ago here in studio, a little over a year and a half ago, I think it was. And it was just a chance meeting because the Burt Show was helping his school in their quest to be a part of President Obama's inauguration. And so we took on their cause, and that's how we met. But we didn't go on our first date until over a year later.
So cool.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was random. I mean, just that
Very
they
random.
Needed all the funds. Mm-hmm. We were the ones that called him up, not him directly, but the school up, and mm-hmm. said, we'll help you out.
Right.
He comes in studio, and Jen falls in love with Superman.
Yeah. It wasn't until a year later
right.
that he actually reached out. So we met and were cordial and professional friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was a year later when he knew I wasn't in a relationship that he reached out.
The backgrounds between either. You and Katie Jo.
Katie Jo and I met at Vision years ago during Bitterball because one of her straight guy friends, wanted to go and didn't want to go by himself. And so she was his wing woman. And we met. I thought she was straight, didn't ask her out or anything. And then 2 years later, we met at the L Word premiere party and saw each other again. And that's when I realized, hey, wait a second, I can ask her out. And so, and we've been together ever since.
Destiny takes over.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. cool.
For Jeff, it was, and Jessica, it was signing up for eHarmony at the same time.
That's not true. They were actually friends first.
No, it was eHarmony and Jeff lied on the questionnaire. I'm sorry about Jessica.
He sent in someone's picture.
Yes.
He sent in Jacob from Twilight's picture.
Right. So, I mean, anybody, when you look at any relationship, really, it's part of destiny. Like, you're supposed to be there at that time, and she's supposed to be there at that time. So we thought we'd force that hand a little bit on Friday. So what we did was we thought, okay, let's just pick up one phone line. And a single guy was on there. That was Mel, who we'll pick up again. Then we'll pick up another phone line and see if there's a single woman on there. And it was. It was Andrea. Okay. Playing the same destiny card, he was supposed to be in the car at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So was she.
Mm-hmm.
It's very difficult to get through on the phone lines here. But
yeah.
somehow, some way, those two got through.
Mm-hmm.
Should be destiny, right?
Right.
Okay.
Positive energy, Bert. What's that?
Could be.
I'm
destiny.
Not. I'm excited.
They already eloped.
I can't wait to see how this goes. Mel, good morning. You are on the Bert Show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How are you, sir? You sound much, much, much more excited today than when you first were on with us.
Yes. I'm excited to talk to you guys. I've been listening to you for over 8 years, every day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have we ever met before?
No.
Okay. Why are you asking? Because we do have another Albanian listener that I've met at a at an appearance, I swear to you.
And now we have two.
Maybe it was my destiny to hook up with Mel.
Exactly.
Hey, Mel, you were pretty excited to call up on Friday. And why was that? Just because it was something different?
Actually, yeah, just because of that. And I've been trying to call Bert Show for like years, and I never could get through to you guys to talk to you. like on a different show, and I said, you know, what's the harm just to try to see, you know, if this is a destiny just to call in. Second time I called, boom, I got through. So I was pretty excited, yeah.
Okay, so you hear what he's saying again in our little resume of destiny here.
Yeah, right.
It's taken him forever to get through, but on this day,
that's right,
when we're doing this specific segment, Mal gets right through because he was the only male caller.
I'm just waiting to hear about our Leap of Faith date.
I want to hear on the other side.
Now, Mal, you're a single guy, obviously. Give us your impressions about dating in Atlanta.
Also, you know, like I told Audrey, my life is really busy. I work, you know, pretty much a lot. And I do go out with my friends and date, but it's not that easy because, you know, I don't know really how to express it, but it's not that I have a problem to date girls, but it just never, you know, it's hard to find the right one.
Sure. Mm-hmm. How long have you been in Atlanta now?
11 years.
11 years. Okay. All right, let me get Andrea on the phone here also. Now, you guys did meet up, right?
Yes, on Sunday, yeah.
Oh, good. That's cool.
And how long did that meeting last for?
For like 25 minutes, I think. 20, 25 minutes.
Okay.
Okay. Bad.
Let's get her on. Hey, Andrea, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm fine, running late for work, which is lucky for y'all, so I can stay on the phone.
Okay. Oh, good. Again, destiny.
Right.
She has to stay on the phone with us because she's late for work. Andrea, now, why did you call us on Friday? Tell us about dating in Atlanta.
I called out of curiosity. And dating is non-existent right now for me. So,
is that
you were just like, kind of, why not?
I guess it's just I'm choosy, so I probably could have a boyfriend if I just wanted to talk to anybody, but I don't. So I'm just single.
So if you're so choosy, then why'd you call on Friday? You must have been like, well, that's probably
I was being nosy because I actually called three times, and the first two times Carl picked up, I hung up on both of them. And the third time I just said, okay, I'll stay on the line
there
and
you
see
go,
what
Tammy.
Happens.
All right.
There we go.
Three calls.
Come on. Here is destiny right here. Definitely. On the third one, she gets the guts, and that's when Mal's on the phone.
Right.
All right, Andrea, so you must have been a little bit skeptical about going out and meeting this guy. Give us sort of a picture of what happened when you guys met. Where'd you go?
We went to the Starbucks on Cobb Parkway near Cumberland Mall. I don't know. I got there a little before him, and Tracy said he would be wearing a blue and white summer shirt, and luckily he was the only person in there with a blue and white shirt, so I didn't look stupid, and we just met after that and sat down and had a drink together and chatted.
And what was your first impression?
I was like, he's not... Well, first I had several things that I was thinking. I was like, well, maybe it's a little person, or what if it's a guy with a mullet? And when I first initially heard him, I thought he was like a big Southern guy. And I was like, what if he doesn't like black people because I'm a black woman? But no, he just, I don't know. I just was not appalled. I was like, okay, this isn't bad.
Okay, not appalled.
That's always, I would take that as a compliment. So this is what I was, Melissa, the first time I saw her, I was not appalled. I'd be like, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. If you don't make a woman vomit the first time you see her, you're doing good, right?
All right, okay. I think we have now set the bar for the rest of the date. I was not appalled in the first minute.
That's funny.
So the window of opportunity was open because she wasn't appalled. Now, okay. Mal, when you saw Andrea for the first time, were you appalled or were you not appalled?
Okay, because just, you know, appalled, what does it mean? Because the English is second language to me. I don't know everything about English.
Yes.
So.
Appalled means like she wasn't upset. She wasn't mad. She
was pretty. Did you think she was pretty?
She was really cute, and honestly, you know, I didn't expect, like, to meet, you know, her exactly. And, you know, by her name, I thought she's, like, somewhere else, like, from Europe or something.
Okay.
But, you know, I liked her. She was a cute girl, and, you know, we had a good conversation about our lives and, you know, what we like to do the most. So, you know, she was a cute girl. I was appalled, too.
was not.
You mean you were not a Paul?
You were not a Paul. The wrong meeting. The meaning of the word.
See, Andrea, at least, I mean, maybe so his lack of knowledge of the English language is charming. Could be charming.
A woman could definitely take advantage of that, for sure. So, Mal, did you feel like there was any kind of chemistry? I mean, it was only 25 minutes long, so my initial impression is it wasn't gripping.
I don't know if I had any chemistry or either way. You know, I didn't have the chemistry the same day, but, you know, I think we should share something, you know, similar, and, you know, we like to go to like see movies and see art. So I think, you know, we could have a second date, but I didn't have the like chemistry the same day, honestly.
Andrea, did you feel the same way?
Yeah, I told Tracy it felt kind of like I was comfortable with him. He made me very comfortable. I felt more like it was me hanging out with an old friend that I hadn't seen in a while.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
So I definitely would, you know, wouldn't mind hanging out with him because he seems really cool. But it didn't feel like a wow, I want to date, let's go get married tomorrow type of chemistry. But he was really nice, though.
Well, sometimes on these things, it's a slow build. Also.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like you got a little something there. Like, neither one of you are appalled, so that's a good foundation
that's a good
right
date.
There.
That's always
good.
That's
a good starting place.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not really sure what we were expecting here. I don't know if we were expecting you guys both to come back and go, oh, my God, you guys were so right. But a lot of times, these things just go slow build.
Yeah.
Maybe you're away from each other for a while, then you realize, okay, you know what? Have coffee with this dude again,
yeah,
and then it grows into something else.
Yeah,
it could be
or not.
It could be. Now, did you guys exchange phone numbers? Because Tracy set up the first meeting.
Yeah, we did exchange the numbers.
Okay,
did.
Cool.
Okay,
that's really cool.
So who knows? We may have to check back with you guys in a couple of weeks and see if you had another cup of coffee or something.
Oh, sure. Yeah, no problem.
Let us know if you hang out again. Even if it's just his friends, because you never know. It could be one of Mal's friends that Andrea is supposed to meet, or vice versa.
That's totally true. That's where the real destiny may be right there.
Because we started this, remember I said that one of my friends described it as you have already exhausted your dating circles or exhausted your social circles for dating. So this could open up a new social circle for both of them.
Totally. That's the thing about destiny is you don't know. Andrea may have a friend that is supposed to be with Mal.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
All right, you guys. Thanks a lot for joining us. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you very much, Bert. You guys are awesome.
Thank you. We'll be in touch in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, not a complete failure. I'm not appalled by that at all.
Yeah, it was not appalling.
Because you don't know what's going to happen in a couple of weeks. I'd be willing to try that again.
Yeah.
This is sort of our pilot season right here. The summer is our pilot season, where we'll throw out a whole bunch of stuff and try some new things.
Mm-hmm.
I got no problem trying that later
in
the show.
I'm glad that you feel a little better about it.
How do you feel about it?
You were a little worried about it before.
I'm not appalled, man. Aaron, good morning. You're on The Bert Show. Hi.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Go ahead.
I think
the way this Destiny couple turned out was perfect because that is like real world. I mean, you know, it's rare. It's like movies when people see fireworks and they're all like, oh, I want to get married. I think it was a humongous compliment for her to say that he felt like old friends.
I mean,
she's known for years. I think that's really positive.
It's a slow build in a case like this. I agree with you, Aaron.
I agree.
Thanks for calling.
I'm
appreciate
happy
it.
With it. Very Thank- cool.
Yeah, we'll check back with them in a couple of weeks and see if there's anything there.
The Bert Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme in theaters this Friday. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far Now, we are here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.